The horrors of the Gulag and other aspects of Soviet history are not easy subjects to teach young people in modern-day Russia. Moscow's Gulag State Museum attempts to convey the scale alongside the individual tragedies. Anyone deemed an enemy of the people, from petty criminals to political prisoners, were condemned to years of forced labor.
20 million people came through the concentration camps. Over a million were shot, and 6 million were deported or resettled by force.
Repression reached its peak under Joseph Stalin, lionized by many for leading the Soviet Union to victory over Nazi Germany, but held responsible for the death of millions of his countrymen.
This was no natural disaster. This is a well-planned crime by the state against the people. And now people do not want to accept such an idea because people do not like thinking this way about their country, about their government. Every year, resentment against studying this subject increases because it hinders the glorification of the Soviet period of history.
From monuments to memorial plaques, critics say Stalin nostalgia is permeating everyday life. This privately run St. Petersburg bus was crowdfunded by a young Russian blogger. He denies he's glorifying Soviet history.
While Stalinism was undoubtedly and endlessly cruel, without this repression and the shocking number of victims, there would have been no transformation of this country's civilization. Its transformation from an agricultural to an industrial nation, from economically backward to developed.
Curators at the Gulag Museum say younger generations are not taught the reality of Stalin's rule.
There are people still alive who came through the concentration camps, and I felt there is such a gap between us. With all the programs we pursue in the museum, we try to make a sort of small bridge between the generations.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has called Stalin a complex figure. He opened a monument last October to the victims of Stalin-era repression, warning that this terrible past must not be erased from Russia's national memory. But critics accuse him of cynicism and claim political freedom and history is once again under attack in modern Russia. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.